Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Stravaganza Show, and we apologize in advance. A little too late for that at this point, but Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa is in the studio with Bubble Bear.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And he's spreading Christmas joy or, you know, viruses. We're not sure which, or maybe a little bit of both is happening today, but yeah, well,
is there such a thing as Christmas butt cheeks?
Because
I would spread those.
Yes, I figured that's where you were going. Anyway, let's move on. We got some cool stuff to dive into this hour. Dennis has a
dive
unique way
in
to cook lobster that we're going to talk about. And got a few other little surprises up our sleeves for the Christmas Crab Extravaganza, including my special guest on the phone right now, Walt DeMartini. Hey, Walt, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Greg. How you doing? And how's my buddy Jerry the Diver doing? Did he survive Las Vegas?
I don't know. Jerry, you went
woo-hoo,
clear?
Yes, I did.
Well, just barely. He snowed in the mountains of Virginia today, but he has survived Vegas, and no thanks to you, Walt. You hear what I'm saying?
You're my hero.
Well, he had some surprises for me. I'll tell you that. He's a heck of a guy. I loved it, man.
Well, there you go. As we did, we loved taking Jerry out there to the Dima show for his first visit to Vegas, and the fact
that
he lived to talk about it. Uh-oh. He's unscrewing a mason jar.
Oh,
you hear that, Walt?
Very, very naughty.
Well, there you go.
Just Captain Wall and Jimbo's famous Mount Gay rum out then. That's the way we're going to start this Christmas extravaganza.
Well, no, it's a crap extravaganza. So,
okay.
You know, just so we're clear there, Walt.
So what's...
Yeah,
is
Dennis.
That Drunken Santa there foaming at the mouth now listening to that?
Of course he is.
Uh-oh. Sounds delicious.
There's ice.
Yeah, well, the Gomez Hilton ice maker's working overtime, obviously, for Scuba Radio Happy Hour today. But I would imagine you are in a festive mood there, Walt, at the Gomez Hilton. How are things?
It's been wonderful down here. We've had an influx of Russian women, Czech Republic women, and even some Iranian women.
Wow.
Boo.
Okay. Boo.
That's a mix of
I was with you until you said that.
Well, Drunken Santa, not a fan of the Iranians, evidently.
I like Russians, the Czechs and the Russians.
You like the Russians.
Czech is in the mail.
That's hilarious.
Or the mail is in the check.
Okay. Well, so interesting. I don't know why they're there, but
we need to go down there and investigate.
Are they diving with you or going out on the Dry Martini 2 dive vessel or no?
Yeah, they've been out on the Dry Martini 2. We've been out hanging out on the mooring buoys off of Barracuda Reef. We put up the dive flag and put out the tag ball. But
well,
no
the tag
scuba
ball
diving yet. We're ready for you, Greg. Come on down.
All right. Well, you know, I'm not cleared until February 1st, but I could come down and, like, I don't know, manage. What'd you say, the drop ball? What was it?
You could supervise the ice.
The mooring balls.
The mooring balls
off of Fort Lauderdale.
All right. I could come down there and manage the mooring balls.
Not your nickname in college, boring balls.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you there, Drunken Santa.
Mooring balls.
Yeah. So, anyway, so you got that. You guys had the Winterfest Boat Parade down there in South Florida last weekend. Did you go check it out or what?
Oh, yeah. I was on my friends Joe and Sherry's yacht, 100-foot yacht, right in front of Bahia Mar. Yeah. And the show this year, the wind was a little inclement, so it wasn't quite as... it wasn't quite like the year before. I think when you guys were down, it was a little more festive.
Okay. Well, when we were down there, Flo Rida was the Grand Marshal of the Winterfest Boat Parade.
Put your hands up.
Yep.
Put your hands up.
The Jerry the Diver guy, obviously a big fan. This year, it was Mr. Worldwide Pitbull. So did you see him and wave to him in the boat parade there, Christmas light boat parade?
I tried to see him, but he was a little short. Like, I don't think he could get up over the rail.
Ah, fair enough. Okay. Yeah, short people have no reason to be Grand Marshal of the Winterfest Boat Parade, evidently. I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right.
I'm up on the flybridge. You can see him there.
Yes, yes. All right. Well, but things are going well, and Gomez Hilton, has there been some renovations, or you just brought in some new staff from Russia, Ukraine, and Iran, I guess, to manage the place?
The new staff is in and out. They've already gone. We're looking for a changeover.
Ah, okay.
And but we have done a few more little add-ons, but I can't tell you about them until you guys get down here and check it out.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair. All right. Well, Walt, we'll let you get back to, you know, proper preparations for 2017, and talk to you next year then, okay?
All right, buddy. Great talking to you guys. Have fun.
Merry Christmas,
hopefully,
Walt.
We'll see you guys soon.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, Walt.
Do you want to ask Santa anything for Christmas, or do you pretty much have everything you need there, Walt? I mean, he's here.
Climb up on her, Walt.
Climb up on his lap there and tell him what you want for Christmas, Walt. What do you want, diving-wise?
We might. How about some diatomaceous earth?
Okay. Oh, for the pool filter?
Yeah.
Is that what it's for?
I don't know what it's for. Somebody said it was, and I'm getting ready to look up the word now.
Okay.
That's for your older pool filters.
Yes, okay. Well, there you go.
But if I recall, Walt has a saltwater pool.
No, he doesn't have a saltwater
pool. That's only when you pee in it.
Oh, right. I screwed up the pH again.
Oh, brother. It was.
But I will be... After I visit Walt's house on Christmas night, I think I may make an extended stay if he's got some Russian and Czech ladies hanging out.
Yeah, why?
Because Santa needs love, too.
Okay. So, I mean...
Merry Christmas to me. I'll make Walt's house my last stop.
That's it's some serious milk and cookies there, isn't it?
Hell yeah.
Hey! All right. Well, there you go. All right. Well, let's move on to...
That's just community...
Stuff.
Community relations.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about some things that might be more, you know, focused on diving wise.
Yes. So let's get back on track.
Yes. Dennis does have a pretty cool idea. He emailed me this. What is this thing called? This contraption you sent me? He said, hey, I ought to get one of these for Christmas. Dennis, what is this?
It's called sous vide. It's
sous vide.
A way of cooking. Instead of trying to cook a steak to 135 degree medium, you put it in a vacuum bag. You know, like your Seal-A-Meal, or you can even use like a Ziploc bag, and you put it in a water bath that holds that 135 degrees. So now
yeah, but wait, hold on. But what
that's
was
called
that?
Boiling?
Yeah,
nope,
but
not quite.
No,
you're
it's not
letting it get overcooked.
You're not going. But what was that big tube looking thing? It looked like a dowel rod thing.
That was sausage. So that was the circulator. That's the sous vide machine. That's what keeps the water hot and holds the temperature. So for your lobster,
that heats up the water. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to heat the water and keep it circulating so it stays at exactly, like, for lobster, I think it was 125 degrees.
All right, so it looks like a Hickory Farm sausage. You stick in the water, and that manages the water temp and circulates it and cooks it in a bag. So you put your lobster in the bag first.
Does it seal in the juices?
Well, it does.
Yeah.
And so then it lets the lobster cook very slow and very tender, kind of like when you do smoking of meats and fish.
That sounds
awesome.
You know,
it's
awesome.
that low temperature.
Slow and slow.
Do you put the sausage in the bag?
You can.
You could cook sausage this way as well.
Yep.
Why why all the interest in sausage? No one care to answer this?
It is a family show.
You got to protect the sausage.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
I thought the drunk Santa was going to jump all over that.
Yeah, well, he would just look at me like,
sausage radio.
Quit it. All right, so so that you buy that device, that circulating heating device, and then you stick that in like a cooler or something?
You can use a cooler, a cast iron pan, a pot, a plastic pail, whatever you have, you know, just something to hold the water. And the great thing is you're very precise on the cooking times. So you never it never gets overdone, so you don't get that tough tough meat if it gets overcooked, because it never goes above the ideal temperature.
Yeah.
So you can let that lobster cook for like 20 minutes, and even if you go 5 minutes over, it doesn't matter. And by letting it cook at that slower, lower temperature, it lets the proteins and whatnot kind of unwind a little bit better and a little bit longer, and it makes for very tender, very tasty foods.
Hey, Dennis, I fought tough lobsters, and they didn't want anything to do with the hot water.
Tough lobsters. Oh, because they were big. We'll talk about this next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I'm getting hungry.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Come on, son.
Yeah.
Let's go see if Christmas dinner is ready yet.
Oh, yeah.
Get along, little reindeer, get along. Cover all the rains tonight. It's a long, long trail, an all-night trail. You can bet your boots that Santa won't fail. He's a rootin' tootin' Santa Claus, and he's on his merry way. He will round up all your Christmas dreams with the yippity-yo-ki-yay. With the yippity-ki-yay, yippity-ki-yay.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master on our Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza. And that pretty much sums it up right there. I think that could be the theme song for today's, well, I don't know. I don't know what
else. We're rooting to tooting Santa Claus. Love it.
It's not as good as a scuba cowboy, composition for sure. But, you know.
I think Scuba Cowboy needs to make us a Drunken Santa song.
Mm.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, you already did the liver song. Oh, yeah, right. But
he needs a drunken Santa song.
Well, he did that.
Cut us one, our pup. You can do it.
We did the drunken Santa mix on the Liver song. I mean, maybe we should have played
that. Was pretty good.
We probably should have played that today. Maybe we'll play it for Christmas Eve to really annoy everybody next week.
I think you need to.
Yeah, okay.
How can you not?
We could look into that.
I believe it's just warmed up about 30 degrees
in
here.
Yeah. Jerry the Diver Guy, he FaceTimed us or Skyped us with a video during the break there and shared a...
adult beverage.
Yeah. So...
Good Lord.
The mason jar is slipping off there.
Keep him away from the open flame.
That's how they stay warm in the mountains of Virginia when they're in like a foot of snow. So,
hey, Greg, I have to admit something.
Yes, go ahead, Casey.
Well, I went out to the Mermaid Rum Factory.
You did?
And they had a case of rum there with your name on it.
Yeah.
And I promised them I'd deliver it, so just consider it in transit.
God bless you.
What's the delivery fee?
Yeah.
Are you filtering it through your liver?
Well, I picked up a case, but let's just say several of the bottles were empty and
They were broken.
Might not all be delivered.
Broken.
That's the ones we had left over from Dima.
Yeah, I think they were empty.
The caps were loose.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I know what that means. I mean, that means we got screwed is what that means.
They were meant to be consumed.
Yeah. But if it makes you feel any better, I'm drinking it out of a fin full of ice.
Ah, well,
it is Christmas.
But that doesn't make me feel any better whatsoever.
You know, you're supposed to drink rum at Christmas, Greg.
You are.
It's supposed to be the season of sherry.
Because you know that song, Rum, 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 Rum.
Rudolph.
I love Rudolph.
The rum, little drunkard boy.
Rum, 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 rum.
Ah, right, right.
Drunken boy.
I love to drink my rum, 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 rum.
Okay. All right.
How about if I drink it out of a glass with a pirate flag on it? Would that make you feel better?
No, not that wouldn't. Just the fact that you're drinking it doesn't
Santa approves this message.
Okay, just stop.
I like the pirate thing.
Hey, Dan from Down Under in Australia has
g'day, mate.
Sent us some viewer mail. Says, Merry Christmas.
G'day, mate.
Already had the audiobook. He had asked about the audiobook or made reference to it.
That's really, really good.
Earlier.
A lot of people are asking for that this Christmas.
Yeah, they are. He goes, have a great holiday. Love the radio show. Regards, Dan from Down Under. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate that.
That's some Dan good diving.
Yeah, that is.
Dan, do they have spring water in Australia?
Oh, yes, they do.
They have great whites in Australia.
No, they do. Actually, that was my first taste of spring water was down under. The captain of a boat, I was having a little cocktail after our day of diving on a liveaboard boat in Australia in Queensland, off the coast of Queensland there on the Great Barrier Reef. And he comes up to me and goes, hey, what are you drinking there, mate? And I'm like, I don't know. I got a rum and coke here. He goes, oh, that's crap. You don't drink that stuff here. We got real moonshine here. Let me fix you up a drink there, mate. So that's crap.
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm in an Outback Steakhouse.
Well, thank you.
that's amazing.
If you swirl the ice in a glass in Australia, does it spin counterclockwise?
Yes, I can tell you, being Santa Claus, I have to travel there.
And if you drink it out of a toilet... Yeah, yes, sir.
When you drank it, Greg, did you feel like Crocodile Dundee?
I did.
I don't know, but I know Greg spun counterclockwise the whole time.
That's true. Absolutely.
I've seen him do that walking down Vegas. So.
He felt like Crocodile Dummy.
Yeah, oh, be quiet. Just be quiet. Hey, Pete from Scuba Board has maybe seen this story, and I wanted to bounce this off of him, because this is one of those things that it's probably going to be, it's too early to get it for... a gift for the diver on your list, but this could be something interesting. It looks like it's come out of Germany, from what I see, Pete, and it's called the Buddy Watcher. Have you heard about this thing where it's like an underwater buzz system? Like say, as opposed to having to get your buddy's attention, you wear this thing on your wrist, you press a button, and it vibrates. You know, like my Apple Watch.
There's about six...
that are doing that many? Really?
Yeah, at least six different ways of reaching out and touching your buddy over stuff, with stuff. And all of them claim to be like, oh, my God, we're the first. Well, no, probably not, because there's – I mean, I've seen them out since probably the mid-2000s, you know, 2005 or 2006.
Well, I've seen people that have done, like, little, text messages type thing.
Yeah, but text messages.
Nothing's really taken. And this one is a vibration. So you just press the button, and it vibrates, as opposed to – you know, hitting a tank banger or something like that. And the good news about that is you don't spook the animals because you're not making any audible sounds.
What about a small electric shock?
Well, that's kind of what it is. Like, I got one of these new Apple Watch Series 2. That's what I got myself for Christmas this year. And, you know, it taps on your wrist. It has a little tapping thing when I get a text message or, you know, when Jerry the Diver Guy wants to connect via Skype and show me his drink.
So if your dive buddy's lost and you can't see him, you'll get a text message saying, hey, can't see you?
Well, no, it's not
a
text message.
Who are the sharks?
It's not a text message. It's a tap. It taps. It vibrates.
Like, okay, it taps you, and then what? You think in your head, gee, I can't find my dive buddy.
Yeah, well, I can't find him either.
What about those Chinese balls that make the little clinging sound? You know, the jing, jing, jing.
Benoit balls?
Yeah, like the Benoit balls. You can always hear where your buddy's at when he's got the Chinese
balls. I'm pretty
Benoit
sure
ball.
You're not supposed to sit on it, though, Greg.
I think these are solutions or
how about
solutions
if your buddy
in
gets,
search of a problem.
Mm. If your buddy gets lost a lot, why don't you just tie a rope around his neck?
Or find a new buddy.
A navigation course.
Well, it's not the, you know,
or
maybe
chum sharks.
What if you're down there and you're taking a picture with your camera and your buddy's over, you know, about 10 feet away and he sees a shark, like, hey, dude, pay attention. But you don't want to hit a tank banger or a noisemaker in the
and
water.
You wouldn't want to scare
the
shark off.
Well, he misses it.
Oh, he missed
that vibration might pull the shark to him.
Exactly.
That would
food.
Be a great for
him. Fish.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Scuba Radio Christmas Crab Extravaganza.
There you go.
Yeah.
We'll cut that out when you put
it
on the air.
Post.
Yes.
Yeah.
Edit that out.
All right.
Crab Extravaganza.
Yes.
Take out make.
Drunken Santa
cut
with
out
us
make.
Today as well. I just feel obligated to have him in here for this.
Well, it is Christmas.
It
it's
is.
Not Halloween.
Yeah. You know, do you guys remember Bubble Boy?
I remember Bubble Boy. He's right here.
Now, you remember Mermaid Christina that we met down at Bugfest at Lauderdale by the Sea?
Well, two things. He didn't go to Bugfest. I went, but I don't remember it.
Oh, that's right. Okay, well, she was our mermaid on display there.
I heard stories.
We had her on the show. She was, last time we spoke to her, she was getting ready to join Amos Nacham.
Can you describe her?
What?
Can you describe her for me? Because
she has
no
a fin,
no
very beautiful young girl,
no
artist.
No recollection.
Artist. And and she went diving with orcas.
Uh-huh.
She was on her way to go dive with Amos last week. Cool. Or, I mean, last time we spoke to her. So next Saturday, we're going to have her on the show to report back on what she saw.
Killer whales.
Now, Amos is known for big animal encounters like that, going to dive with him and killer whales and things like that, and she did some pretty crazy stuff. I just got an email from him and his marketing people about the new thing he's doing. It's nudist as well, maybe.
Sure,
I don't know.
Greg.
No, crocodile diving. But you don't want to be a nudist going crocodile diving. But his big animal expeditions are now offering an experience with the largest diving reptiles in the world. Crocs. So if you guys want to dive with crocs, you can now do it.
That's,
I don't know,
crocs
if
with an R.
What?
Crocs with an R, Greg.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You guys, I can't do anything here legitimately on a crab extravaganza show. I try to provide real diving information, and this is the support I get. well, I should be used to it.
Merry Krapsmas.
Yeah.
Merry Krapsmas.
Yeah. Where's Krampus? Let's get him in here. That might be better. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving with Crocs or whatever you want to dive with.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
A Merry Christmas, Uncle Scrooge. God save you.
Merry Christmas. Bah. Humbug.
I want you for Christmas. I need you for Christmas. I'd love you for Christmas. I'm begging you for Christmas. You're everything on my list. I don't need to check you twice. A little bit naughty is nice. If you stay here for Christmas.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza. Merry Christmas to you.
That
Happy
is
holidays.
Great. Is that a Cheap Trick?
That's Cheap Trick. You knew that.
That's awesome.
That is impressive there, Drunken Santa. You know your rock.
You can hear all the little China girls at Budokan going.
Maybe so. Indeed. All right. All right, so what do you think about this crocodile diving? Would you do such a thing?
I would. Hell no.
I would definitely do it.
Bubble Boy would do it. Now, we've had this.
I'll be in there. I'll be your crocodile.
Now, that's just awkward.
That sounded.
I could sink my teeth into that one.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've had some folks in Florida offer up alligator diving, but it was kind of a joke.
Nope.
It was kind of like an April Fool's gag. One of the guys.
I actually great way to die. With alligators.
I've had alligators come into my class.
Really?
At Alexander Springs.
Yes.
Yeah. We had all in a little circle, and we had a little 4-foot gator just drop right in the middle of the class on the bottom, and all the kids are freaking out. And we just kept doing our skills. Didn't bother us.
Really? Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
the
that
gators,
was kind of fun.
I'll take you one better. When what? I did my skills in Alexander Springs, we'd do a tour in the shallow water.
Yeah.
And I actually had a class come up on the back of a gator that thought he was hidden, and they all got to pet a wild alligator and then swim on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was groped by a manatee at Crystal River.
You were groped by a manatee, were you, Bubble Boy?
Yes.
Well, that explains a lot of mental issues.
I saw that. He's
I had ribs broken by a manatee.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to ride him.
I believe Pete is talking to everybody.
It had a little baby in the water, and I didn't even know it was there, and it T-boned me and cracked 3 ribs.
Ouch.
Hurt quite a bit.
Wow, did you learn anything from that?
Watch out for those f***ing manatee.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. That's for sure.
If you hadn't been swimming towards the baby with a knife and fork, it probably would have been okay.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
Watch out for those darn manatees.
Oh, those daggone manatees.
They're anything but gentle giants.
Yeah. Well, you know, things happen. But look, you know, the thing is that alligators are one thing. Crocodiles are another. I mean, I've seen alligators when I've been down in Blue Springs. Just snorkeling.
That's very good, Greg.
Yeah. What do you mean that's
very
good?
We've got crocs here in the Keys. Never bother a diver.
So you've seen the crocs in the Keys when you're out there diving? You have?
No. They stay away from us. They don't like bubbles. Gators don't like bubbles.
True. Yeah. So, I mean.
So no rebreathers.
But
yeah,
they
maybe.
Do love Bubble Boy.
Yeah. Well, they're more afraid of us than they are of them or something. I don't know.
No.
Unless they're hungry.
Unless you're hungry. Right. But Amos is diving with crocs, and he's going up to them. you know, and they're doing some close encounter kind of thing. So I'm not sure exactly what it entails, but
where is he doing this?
I don't know. I mean, I'll find out next week from
Didn't Megan Heine Greer dive with one of those?
Yeah, she dives with alligators. She's snorkeled with them, free dived.
The North American crocodile is not as aggressive as an alligator is. North American alligator.
Really?
What
WC Field said was jokes.
Those are communist crocodiles down there.
Okay, if you say
Gotta watch for them.
I don't know what that means. Really don't know. But,
And I think they have caimans down there, don't they? They don't have crocs. They have caimans.
Where are we talking about? Where?
No, Cuba has a croc.
What is footwear? Is it a crocodile? What does someone's footwear have to do with anything?
This show is becoming a croc.
Yeah, that's the truth.
It's turning into this crap extravaganza.
Well, it hadn't turned into it. It started off
as Merry Christmas.
Every one of us.
It started off that, and then it flushed right down from there, pretty much.
Well, actually, I had a good diving idea. I think we should all go over and visit Neil Rotson and do the hammerhead dive.
Neil Rotson.
Neil who?
Rotson, yes.
Are you drunk, Casey?
Watson.
Don't forget the nails.
Casey's drinking
it. I'm working on it.
I do like that idea, though. That's a great idea.
Yeah, actually, it is. It's and matter of fact, I was talking to Neil this week about possibly heading over to Bimini to do that when I'm cleared for diving on February 1st.
I'm with you.
All right, I'm with you if you go.
I
think it'd be great for us all to do a little refresher diving before Turks.
Yes.
Well, definitely we'll be doing diving before then. And I will tell you, I mean, you know, I'm in, a little over 4 months now since I've been able to dive because of the open heart surgery thing. And I'll tell you, I am jonesing. Only thing getting me through is the holiday season.
Let me ask you, Greg. What? When you were underwater in the little 4-foot pool still, did you feel any? Did it feel different breathing dry air or?
It felt good. It felt like,
good?
It felt like coming home. How about that?
For a you looked like you had fun. Thing.
Yeah, I did.
I'm so glad you said home.
Why?
You didn't go in your wetsuit, did you?
I might have.
I know it.
So
that's what that blue trail was.
That's right. That's right. I had to leave my mark on the.
No wonder the mermaid didn't want to get in the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can't blame her. Yeah, I'm going to check in with Big Wave Dave next week as well. He's out traveling for the holidays this week. But yeah, I am jonesing. I'm getting ready. I'm mapping out the schedule for 2017 as we speak of where I want to go. Now, I don't know if croc diving is on my list. Do you guys want to do that? Any of you want to? Would you want
to do croc diving?
I would.
All right, Casey would.
I would do it.
Give me a little bit more spring water. I'll do it.
All right. What about you, Pete? You've already done it, so you're like, I don't care. Is that your
crocodile
attitude?
Diving? You mean like in where are we talking about?
Well, I don't know. He's going,
we're going to the Nile.
Where they got crocs?
You can just go to Cuba. Stephen Frank was to just Egypt.
Oh, cool.
Going to the Nile.
Yeah. Well, the ones I hear are like in Panama. There's a lot of croc diving done in Panama.
Well, that wouldn't be that far from Cuba.
Let me ask you a question, Greg. Oh,
yeah.
If you went croc diving, is there anything you could do to protect yourself? Any precautions you could take? Or you
swim faster than your dive buddy?
Use Bubble Boy as a human shield.
Okay.
No, you get that guy that was on the boat with Megan Haney Greer, so if the crocs attack you, then he dumps a bunch of blood and guts in the water.
No, that was for the piranhas.
It would probably work for crocs.
It might work
that
for crocs.
That was also for Megan Heine Greer.
Remember, the dive knife is not to protect yourself from the croc. It's to stab your buddy.
Ah.
I will stuff a raw chicken in Santa's BC.
Are you son of a bitch?
I thought she was going to try to stick the sausage in the BC.
I go somewhere else.
That's after
the stick the sausage in the chicken in the BC.
Okay. I don't know.
A third diver.
How did this turn into a Christmas feast? Okay. So, anyway, you know, I guess we got a mixed group of folks just depending on whether or not they do that. So, if croc diving isn't on the list, where would you want to dive? Where do you guys
go? The hammerheads.
You want to do the hammerheads or Bimini?
I would actually pick the hammerheads over the
I'm with the hammerheads.
Okay.
You know I love the hammerheads.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You can come up to Minnesota. We can go ice diving.
Ice is for
my drink.
I didn't
lose nothing under the ice.
Yeah. Have you done that already there, Dennis? Up there in Minnesota? In Lake Minnetonka?
It's still
I've never heard anyone say they want to go ice diving over hammerhead diving.
No, I would agree with you. I will take sharks over ice any day, but it's a lot closer, and it'd be something really cool to try it once mm-hmm. and say you did it, and then...
Really cool.
But,
I get
but
it.
But what are you going to see, Dennis? You're going to see the freshwater version of a barracuda in a pike or a pickerel or whatever they are.
Look, no, another brown fish.
Well, actually, some of the wrecks that are in the big lakes up here around the Minneapolis, I mean, they've got wrecks from 1800, you know, steamships and stuff that you just can't access during the summer because there's so many boats on the lake. This is the time to get it. The visibility's up because the lake isn't churning over. You don't have all the boat traffic and activity. So
that's
this
a good
is
point.
One of the good times to explore those wrecks.
So true. Yeah, or
I
you could play
the only sober one on the show right now.
That may be
Hammerheads and Who's warm drunk? Water.
No, you could play upside down hockey on the opposite, you know, backside of the ice. I've seen that. That looks kind of fun. But you just
upside down hockey.
Yeah,
yeah. You could play on the underside of the ice.
Right. That's what I meant. The backside. Underside.
Inflate your BC, put your feet on the underside of the ice, and take the hockey, and you'd want to get it, the puck into the ice fishing holes.
Yes. Get it into one of those holes.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Win the experience of a lifetime. Patty is giving away a dive trip in paradise to the diver who receives Patty's 25 million certification. Complete your next Patty course and you'll be entered to win a dream dive vacation for you, a dive buddy, and your Patty instructor. Or encourage family and friends to get Patty certified and bring you along as their dive buddy should they win. The more certifications you get, the better your chance of winning. Visit patty.com/dream25 to learn more.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Have you ever noticed that everything seems wonderful at Christmas?
You come a-flying from the higher place. Fill the stockings by the fireplace. So you... Ever you that's good. Ever you that's good. Yeah, cool yo.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, and I am Greg the Dive Master, and this is the Scuba Radio Crap Extravaganza. I think it's lived up to the hype. Or lived down to it, maybe, is more appropriate.
4 out of 10 at best.
Yeah, okay.
It stood with to the dumps.
Yeah, definitely was.
Well, I mean, we did talk about
touching your dive buddy with vibrator. That was kind of strange.
And sausage.
What? What show was he listening to? I don't remember.
Yeah, you were the one talking about it, Greg. You talked about, hey, let's get this device and I can buzz you underwater and I can vibrate. I can touch my buddy.
No,
with
it's a, it's like an Apple Watch.
Yeah. Here he is backpedaling again. We it's all know what you talked about, man. I was right here.
It is not a Hickory Farm beef log. It has nothing, doesn't look like that at all. It's actually like an Apple Watch type thing.
No, the beef log was the thing you cooked the lobster with.
Well, true. That's true.
And you had to put it in a bag.
What is that called again, Dennis? That's a
sous vide.
Sous vide.
Dennis sounds like he's disgusted with us.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Can you blame him?
Yeah, as most people are. I do wonder, you know, I got this new Apple Watch Series 2, which is waterproof, by the way, up to...
let's test it.
Well, they say it's like 33 feet, I think. I don't remember.
Make sure you get Apple Care on it and then just go test it.
Yeah, well, I do. But you know, it's not technically, you know, 100% waterproof yet. So
that's
the really,
1% that'll get you.
Well, that's true. I mean, they've
made it salt water.
Well, they made it so you can dive with it, or you can snorkel or swim with it, like swim laps in a pool, you know, that kind of thing. So it's not really.
I am familiar with swimming.
Okay, but that's coming. So I do kind of wonder. Is like, you know, is the Apple 3 watch when they come out with that? Will that be a replacement for a dive computer?
Yeah, that'll be this spring. So
yeah, exactly. It'll come out next September. You watch.
No, it'd be a spring.
And then it'll be an app. It'll be an app that you just have on your Apple Watch, and it'll be a
Why don't they just have an app on the Apple phone that you could signal your dive buddy?
Well, they won't have to. All you'll have to do is text them. Siri, where's my dive buddy? And she'll tap them on the wrist.
Yeah, but who's going to be looking at their texts when they're
compartments
diving?
For them now.
Well, technically, what? You don't need it. The new Apple iPhone 7, they took the headphone port out. Now it's supposed to be water resistant.
Well, that's true. It's the same thing.
Yeah, not down to 130 feet.
Right.
Well, neither is his watch.
Well, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Neither's his skull.
cut him off, Bubble Boy. This is getting...
I've tried it so many times.
Yeah. But, no, I think that is the future. I think that's where things are going.
I think we're in the future now.
Are they manatee-proof?
What, the Apple Watches?
Nothing is.
Or what's Apple? What's manatee?
You'll probably crack the screen on that, too.
No, I won't crack anything. I'm not going to do that. But the Apple Watch is a nice size, and I can read most of the stuff on it.
Do they make men's versions of that as
this
well?
This is the men's version of the Apple Watch.
Thanks, I can't let that go.
Oh, that was hilarious.
I'm just playing with you, Greg. Come on, it's Christmas.
Yeah, that didn't sound no better, Drunken Santa.
With friends like these, who needs anemones?
Anemones.
Right, but I'm pumped. All right.
And my jokes are bad? My jokes are bad?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they're
They're terrible. But that doesn't make mine any worse. So, anyway. But, yeah, I do think this is the future. And that's one of the reasons I got myself for Christmas a new Apple Watch, because this as the potential new dive computer here in another year.
Greg, have you sat on Santa's lap yet?
No, he has not.
No.
Wait a minute.
Hop-upper.
Hop-upper.
Good idea.
No, wait. I told you at
No. Hop-upper. Come on. We all had to do it. You have to do
I'm
it.
Still recovering from open-heart surgery. My immune
what
system cannot tolerate
What does our fearless leader
this.
Here on the Scuba Radio
what a
show
baby.
Want for Christmas?
Okay, all right.
Hello, little Gregory. Yeah. Are you been a good boy this year?
No, not at all.
Are you on Santa's naughty list?
Well, yeah, probably more than likely.
Well, you're not going to get jack crap.
Yeah, well.
Well, but if you wanted something, what would it be? Another roll of Sharknado? Because that's not happening.
You've
been blackballed.
Well, that's true. Well, you know, it's kind of like when you go out on top, you want to stay out. You know
on
what I mean?
On top of what?
Of, you know, acting.
Greg, you are an extra.
What?
You're an extra.
Extra special. Thank you.
Don't tell nobody.
All right. So what do I want for Christmas? Is that what
That would be the question.
I already got it. I got a second lease on life. This is like my first Christmas.
Oh, God.
Because
I'm gonna throw
of
up.
Open heart surgery. So here I am, and then I got to look forward to diving again February 1st.
So this is like a first Christmas, so we can all buy you underwear and a tie?
Well, you could.
Greg.
Yeah.
Greg, here.
Jerry.
Here, this is for you.
Ah.
Maybe some socks to keep your toes warm.
No, Jerry the diver guy is providing,
right there.
He's providing me a preservative.
Oh.
For the heart that they replaced.
Your liver.
Yeah.
Whew, that's
you
warm.
Stick it in there and it'll be preserved for eternity.
It
does bad things to your chest. I remember what happened to Dima.
Yeah.
I preserved these liver.
Will it be preserved for posterior?
Yes, exactly. All right. Well, hey, look.
It's posterity.
Even his doctor growled at me.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
she
all right. So since I drank all your rum, I'll send you a pair of socks.
Okay, well, send me a pair of socks, and I'll give it to Drunken Santa.
Oh, look, that's all the time we have. Darn it.
I think the listeners are lucky today.
Well, it was a crap extravaganza, and I think it did indeed live up to the hype.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
I'll drink to that.
Non-dancers.
In the water.
Non-dancers.
God bless us, everyone. Till next time.
Enjoy your turdunkins.
Yes.
And do not eat the yellow snow.
Okay. It's always better. Wear gang.
Yellow sweater.
All right. Safe diving, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.